Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Happy New Year and welcome to 2021. I'm Paul Verhoeven, that's John Verhoeven, and you are listening to Loose Units, Loose Ends. Every week, we've been getting together and doing two episodes throughout lockdown. And now, seeing as how it looks like the COVID thing is once again complicated and rearing its head, it looks like we're going to keep doing Loose Ends, Dad. But Happy New Year, Dad. Did you have any New Year's resolutions last night as you rang in the new year?
Paul, my whole life is one resolution,
right?
To not have new resolutions, but to work on myself every day.
Yes, but if you're resolving to work on yourself...
Well, no one's perfect.
Yeah.
One thing I did a few years ago that I would encourage everybody to do,
mm-hmm.
and it's a big, big, big thing to do.
You mean keep a journal is what you're going to say?
How did you know?
I know you pretty well by now, Dad. Yeah, but I mean...
No, but that's weird, Paul, because we have not discussed that. And I admire your
deductive reasoning.
No, it's phenomenal. Or am I that predictable?
No, it's... you know what? It could be a bit of both. But you did keep a diary for a brief period.
Paul, 1 year is not brief.
No, well, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, given that you're 60, it is...
Well, what happens if you just live to, say, 5?
Sure. If you live to 5, you're not keeping a daily diary, Dad.
No, but that'd be a fifth of your life.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if you're... 2021's off to a roaring start. Okay,
Paul,
so you kept a diary every day.
Every day. It was a journal. And I wrote in longhand.
Yeah.
As opposed to shorthand. Because if I had written in shorthand, I would know it up. I would not have been able to have understood what I was writing.
Okay.
Unless I'd actually done a proper shorthand course, which I hadn't done.
Or left a cipher at the start of the book to help translate your shorthand.
True. And I wrote with my left hand.
Mm-hmm. Because you're left-handed.
Because I'm left-handed. If I had have written with my right hand, that would have, again, looked a bit weird. But the thing is, I did a journal for 360... I'm not sure whether that was a leap year. Let's work on the assumption that it's an average of 365 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote in that journal one full page every single night. For a year.
Mm.
And I put all my thoughts down. And occasionally I pull the book out, which I have in my special chest of drawers, which is like a really tiny chest of drawers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not super tiny, but quite small. And I keep all my little treasures like my magic tricks and other things in there. And occasionally every few months when I'm feeling contemplative, I will pull my little book out and I will open it at a random page and I shall read. And the thing about a journal, and this is quite a long time ago.
What year was this?
I can't recall.
But the journal is presumably within reaching distance. Could you not pick it up and find out now?
I'm not sure whether it's got the year.
Are you fucking serious?
It's not a diary.
You said it what's
it's a,
the...
It's a journal.
Yeah, but if... Oh, that's such a weird and stupid thing. Hang on. So you kept a daily diary for a full year, and at no point did you establish what year it was happening.
But I can approximate. Would you like me to?
No, I want to know exactly what year it was written, because that's the point of a diary, to place someone in time.
Mm, you call it a diary. I call it a journal.
Yeah, either one should have the year.
Would you like me to go over and get it?
Go over and get it.
Okay, just bear with me, everyone.
I'll pat.
You can play some music.
Yeah, I can.
Okay, bear with me.
Yeah, here
one sec.
Right. I can hear him going through drawers. I don't think he can hear me right now. I can say whatever I want. Dad smells. Dad smells like a butt. Like a big, old butt. Hey, Dad. Dad, you stink. Hey, Dad. Hey, Dad, that one time Mom got angry because the toilet wasn't flushed and...
Hello?
Oh, hey, you're back.
Yeah.
Cool, I wasn't saying anything.
Did you hear me open up all those drawers?
I did hear lots of drawers opening, and I assume it was in that kind of tall cabinet thing with lots of little drawers, the dentist's one, right? Mm.
Yeah. So, I've opened up... It's a magnificent-looking book.
Yeah.
Now, when you open it up, it says this... In case you lose the book, this is the guy that owns it, John Verhoeven, mm-hmm. with my mobile number. And it's got a little sweet section. Then it says, as a reward. And I wrote, a big kiss. So if ever I lost this,
yep.
someone found it, if they wanted to claim the reward,
mm-hmm.
it would be a big kiss.
What you've done now is you've basically put a bounty out on that book for the... hundreds of thousands of listeners to this show, which was a big mistake, because if they ever find that book now, to get it back, you're going to have to give me
a
smooch.
Yeah, but look, what I've done, because I did abbreviate a few little things with letters,
uh-huh.
so I've got a key.
Yeah.
Like a deciphering coding key.
Oh, the one I joked about before. You actually have it.
I do. So I've got TS,
uh-huh.
stands for top shelf.
Fuck then off, I've got, really?
Yeah.
Then are you serious?
I'm reading it.
You abbreviated your catchphrase to a pithy TS.
Yeah, and then I've got BTS. Beyond top shelf. And then I've got SSR, soft sand run.
Oh, piss off.
I'm serious.
This is beyond... You know what this establishes? That you've been this way for... Well, we don't know what year it was.
I'm just trying to find. I'm rifling through. Oh,
hang on. Ask Mum. Mum's in the room. No, ask Mum.
Oh, guess what?
What?
God, it's quite... I find it quite touching, really.
Yeah?
Shit, a brick.
Is it BTS?
2010,
okay. Shit, fuck. That's a decade ago. Okay.
And I'll read the first page. Would you uh-huh. like to hear it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Up at 6 a.m. Down to Manly... for a swim with Evan. Spoke to Rochelle, had coffee with Evan, came home, picked up Christine, went to Rouge, met Paul and someone that you were going out with back then. Shall I say who it is?
I think I know who it is. So yeah.
Went to Four Pines for lunch, walked around, drove to Bayview, picked up Mark's remote for tea. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. And spoke about a beautiful wine, the weather... And that was my first entry. And I'll read the last one.
Oh.
Ready for this?
Now,
this
just to December. Be clear.
Sorry?
Is the last one the final page of the book? Did you go right to the end?
Paul, I didn't miss a day.
Okay.
Now, I've gone from the 1st to, get ready for this, Friday, December the 31st, 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here we are. And here I sit. And I'm writing my last entry for 2010. It has been a tumultuous year. So how did I end this day? Well, I got up at 6 a.m. and Christine and I drove down to Manly. I ran a tough 6K on the soft sand. Then coffee at Three Beans. And then and I go on. I'm just reading, flicking through. Wow. Yeah, it's
so
surreal. But there's a lot of very, very personal, intimate stuff in this, obviously.
Was it a New Year's resolution that spurred you to keep a diary?
Definitely. It was a New Year's resolution. And I don't like doing anything in life unless I feel that I can follow it through.
Okay.
And for anyone that's thinking about a journal, I think it's a really, really great idea in that, I mean, I can't believe that I'm looking at it today and you've sort of been... kind of inspired me to take it out. It's a very personal thing, and I did glaze over certain things as I was reading to you and the listeners, but there's a lot of personal family stuff in there. It's like a sort of a something you put down on paper, you try and be very frank about it, knowing that kind of one day I'd like you kids maybe to read it. But yeah, in the future sometime.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of interesting... I mean, there is some really, you know, fair dinkum. It's not all sort of superficial. There's occasionally, you know how different times of the day and the month, the years, you feel inspired to write certain things. I mean, I'm not a writer. I'm not a poet. I like to talk. But I thought I also like to challenge myself. So for those out there that are thinking New Year's resolutions, may I recommend on many levels a journal just to put your thoughts down. Don't beat yourself up if you don't do it every single day. But, you know, when I went on holidays, I continued to do it. Mm-hmm. But it's a window into the past. I think New Year's resolutions are really important, but set yourself realistic resolutions. Don't set yourself up to fail. It's like dieting. You know, that's why dieting is an international business, because these fads come along and people get excited and they get rejuvenated and they feel that I can really give this a go. And the new year, when you're all listening to this in the morning, it's let's all look upon 2021 with optimism and positivity. Mm-hmm. And all humans are fallible. And, try and not take any days for granted.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions for this year, for 2021?
Paul, I haven't given it a lot of thought, but I will give it some thought. I also think resolutions should be kept to yourself. Not
really?
I think so, because...
I strenuously disagree.
Oh,
I think
that's good. I'm glad we have a point of contention.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I mean, of course, it depends on the resolution. Some are really personal. But if you feel like you're going to actually follow through in a thing, if you've got someone, you know, if someone knows that you said you'd do it, then
okay, that's
you
a good
sort,
point.
Right? Not everything, but I mean, for example, at the start of this year, I said I was going to get fit. That was my resolution. And I said it to Tegan, and I did it. I actually, you know, I exercise like 5 days a week now because I said I would. Whereas if I'd said that to myself, I wouldn't have done it because I needed someone basically to keep me accountable. I needed someone to witness the fact that I'd said it. Like like when you sign a contract and someone co-signs it. Maybe every resolution should be co-signed by someone so that if you break the resolution, you cop a fine or something. No, not a fine, but, you know, some kind of...
But Paul, should we make people feel bad about breaking resolutions? I say no.
No.
I don't think you should make people... And that's the thing. When you tell other people, yes, I understand that you are reinforcing an intention, and I think that's one aspect of the argument. But the other aspect is that what will people think when you don't follow through and you basically fail? And then you've got the added drama and psychological sort of anxiety that can bring on other things, where you feel as though you've let yourself, and you then the next time, a little bit like the story about the boy that called wolf. You know, the first time you make the resolution and you pronounce it to the world, everyone takes notice.
Yeah, but the boy that cried wolf wasn't saying, everyone, I'm going to keep a diary this year. And they're like, oh, cool. And then the next year they go, you didn't keep a diary. And he does that every year. And then finally he does keep a diary and no one reads it. I mean, that's first of all, it's not as interesting
as the
wolf.
It's a fascinating, it's a wonderful, wonderful discussion, Paul. And it opens up many, many different tangents and ideas. But I feel that, you know, my dad used to, another one of his classic sayings. It's so funny, he used to, because I was a total 100% utter fucking rat bag. I just cannot imagine. And one of the classics he used to say to me, he'd say, John, one day you will have children and you will understand. That's one of his things he used to say to me. And I finally got it when we had children. And you kids were all demanding in your own ways, as kids are. And it was tough. But one of the great things he used to say, he said, the world is paved with good intentions.
No, the road to something is paved with good intentions.
But my point being that a lot of people talk about doing things.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Is that what it is?
That's the actual saying, is the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But also...
Continuing the proud Verhoeven tradition of aggressively misquoting basic aphorisms.
Right. but I think... making resolutions, it's a good time. I mean, if ever there was a great time, I suppose.
Just do it now.
Is just to do it.
I mean, I've said this before, I think, and that is that 2020 is a weird year in that I think anything good you accomplished in 2020 should be given double points because it was accomplished under great duress. And any notable failures or, you know, collapses you had should be given a pass. Like, go easy on yourself. Like, because it was a really tough year. I don't think 2021 is going to magically fix all of our problems, but Dad's right. It is a really good time to say, here is a thing I've wanted to do. Why not try and do it?
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. Look, physical fitness is very important. I've always believed you must look after your number one asset. Now, the number one asset is looking after yourself. Because if you look after yourself, you can then look after others. And I think it's it makes you feel great. I mean, I bang on about, you know, the running, the swimming, but I really do believe in it. I mean, everyone knows that listens, you know, what I do and probably all that sort of stuff. But
oh, I mean, there's nothing better than an SSR. I mean, that's just BTS.
Hmm. I'm glad you didn't say BS.
But, yeah, it's a different...
But, you know, look, I think it's just great to... If you look after yourself, you feel so good. And I know I'm stating the bleeding obvious, but, you know, let's all be very positive for 2021. It's going to be... We really just don't know. We never really know what the future has in store.
Yeah.
But, you know, collectively, I think the world has changed. And I think in many respects, for the better. I'm very positive about 2021. I have a zest for living. And
what are we doing in 2021? What would you like to achieve as a duo in 2021?
You and me?
Yeah.
Paul, I would like to give our listeners pleasure, and I'd like them to continue to enjoy what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We've worked really, really hard at our project,
right?
And I'd love perhaps more involvement with our listeners.
So live shows is what you're saying?
Well, the live show, whilst it is the most stressful thing I've ever done...
It's stressful until you actually get on stage. The second you get on stage, it's completely fine.
But I am literally shitting my pants. Uh-huh. Like, it's horrific. I would prefer to jump out of a plane without a parachute and then make my way to someone who's got a spare parachute on the way down and put it on and deploy safely. Now, that would involve a lot of high adrenaline, but the adrenaline and the rush and the fear before I go on stage with you is... It's just so creepy and scary, and it's just amazing. And I understand that it drives me. And then you just, yeah, you're out there. And the first show we ever did, Paul, was in Melbourne. And I was sitting out in that area, that room, with you. And you've been on stage many, many times, and you're a real pro. And it was challenging, and it's never got any easier. But I know that I do love it, and it's wonderful to share the evening with fans. There's nothing quite like it.
What did you and Mum do last night for New Year's Eve? How did you celebrate the end of 2020?
With a very, very good wine.
Okay.
And probably going to bed around 9.
Sure.
Looking forward to running on the beach at Bondi on the 1st.
Wait, you spent your night looking forward to running?
Well, I actually...
I mean, Dad, this is recorded New Year's Day, and we're trying to make it sound like we actually recorded it the day before, which is... This is recorded, you know, New Year's Eve. We're trying to make it sound like it was recorded. I don't know. I'm all confused time-wise. But the fact is, look, long story short, listeners, I'm trying to make it sound like New Year's Eve has happened, because chronologically for you as listeners, it has happened, but we haven't had New Year's Eve yet. So I guess what I'm going to say instead, Dad, is what would you like to do tonight? Dream scenario, lockdown's not happening. Where would you like to be, and what would you like to be doing this New Year's Eve?
Well, I would love to go down to the local park on the harbour and watch the 9 p.m. fireworks, and then come home, have a few wines, go back and watch the midnight fireworks, and hope and wish and dream about a magnificent 2021 for all of us around the world. Just let's have an incredibly wonderful new year. We've got vaccines happening. There'll be travel opening. People will be reunited with family, and I think it'll be bloody fantastic. And then perhaps go for a soft sand run and a swim.
Yeah.
Paul, in relation to you and Tegan,
yeah,
for New Year's Eve, what are you planning?
We're thinking maybe having a bunch of people over for drinks and cocktails and playing some board games, honestly, just a big boozy board game night. But part of the problem is, of course, no fireworks in Melbourne, because it would be stupid to have fireworks, because that would make people congregate in groups, which would cause problems with COVID.
Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe I'm just going to look up, you know, best New Year's Eve fireworks shows and just chuck them on the TV and sort of just pretend. I mean, I fucking love fireworks, Dad. I love fireworks.
I love fireworks too. I love fireworks. In fact, when I was 9 years old in Newcastle, I found a stick of dynamite.
Not really a firework, though, is it?
Yeah, that's a serious firework.
You're saying dynamite is a firework, just a really high-octane firework.
Yeah, it's a massive, massive, the consequences of lighting the wick with dynamite. But what I did is that I pulled the wick out, and I cut it in two, and I was hiding in this sort of a bunker, and... For people that may remember this, and this is going back a long time, you could buy these big, big crackers. They were called penny bungers, and they were big things. And they could blow letterboxes up. And what you did, you'd make an incision in the middle of it, then you'd kind of break it in two to expose the gunpowder, and you'd light it. And it had this incredible effect of massive sparks coming out. Now, I thought I could apply that same principle to a stick of gelignite or dynamite. So I cut this stick and then I bent it in two and I lit it. And it was like a flamethrower. And the sparks came out and they burnt my thumb so badly. The pain was so terrible. And we were heading back to Sydney that night. And my parents kind of didn't fully appreciate the extreme pain I was in. And I remember we went to church that night.
Uh-huh.
And I had to stand at the back of the church with my thumb in the holy water container for the entire service.
Do you think the sanctified water did some kind of plus-one healing?
It was not the holy healing properties. It was the coolness of the water.
Holy water is not very... I mean, typically speaking, my experience with holy water, because we were raised Roman Catholic, was the fact that it's fairly shallow and it's had other people's hands in it.
Correct.
So
yeah.
It's a bit tepid, isn't it?
Yeah, good call, but it did the job. Mm. And I mean, the thought of hundreds of people having dipped their dirty fingers in that water and then me sticking my blistered, I mean, my thumb, I've still got a scar on my right thumb. And it literally, it was pretty well third degree burns. And it was ridiculous. But my parents' sympathy was about zero, because they just thought, oh, John's done something, you know. But I did need medical attention. But I thought that I thought it was good lateral thinking, standing there with my thumb in the holy water.
Sorry, if I pause there, it's because I'm pretty sure I just saw a crime in progress being interrupted outside. I can talk more about that in a future episode. Dad, I think I'm going to have to go and get ready for New Year's Eve. I mean, Tegan and I have got, you know, kind of a big night plan, and I'm sure everyone else is pretty hungover at this point. But suffice to say, Happy New Year, everyone. Please, look, we really hope your 2021 is a good year. We hope you're all staying safe. We're going to be back on Tuesday with a new episode of Loose Units. We're not going to stop. We're going to keep going through the holidays. And yeah, we hope you had a great night. And, Dad, do you have any go-to hangover cures for our listeners?
yes, a raw egg mixed up with Vegemite and Tabasco sauce. It's top shelf.
That sounds TS.
And also followed by perhaps a neat vodka. Just knock that down and all your worries will be gone.
What you're describing is basically a Bloody Mary, kind of.
But in two stages. Now, I would also like to say I hope everyone has an incredible new year, and thank you to all of you wonderful, wonderful people for being with Paul and myself this year, or last year. And and we love you all immensely, more than you can imagine. And you've helped me get through this year, last year. You've helped me. I'm sure you've helped Paul.
Oh, immeasurably, yeah.
And we look forward to great things in 2021.
We'll see you soon.
Fantastic. All the best and cheerio.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.